All around the world, holidays are a time for celebration. From feasts to festivals, ceremonies and spectacles, parades to parties, it's always about community and tradition. In Los Angeles, for a cappella group Pentatonix, yep, these folks, their favorite tradition is making Christmas music for their fans, year after year after year. But this year, they might have played it a bit too cool. The holidays were on the way, they were running out of time, they were gonna need a miracle, or at least a little holiday magic.
Tidal, Disney, Pentatonix, around the world for the holidays. In a studio, Pentatonix gathers at microphones.
Let's try this thing. Check, check, check. Do I just want to run it once to kind of get the vibe?
Can we start it?
Try it once.
Let's do it.
I'm down. A one, two, three, four.
Candles burning low. Lots of mistletoe. Lots of snow and ice. Everywhere we go. While you're singing carols right outside my door.
We still got it.
Yeah. Come on now.
But we need new music.
Yeah, we do. It's been almost a whole year since we put out a Christmas album.
Yeah.
So this one's got to be good.
A songbook.
Done it. Done it. Done it. We might be in trouble. We've done every Christmas song that exists. Done it. Done it. Done it. Done it.
Scott leans on a piano. Matt.
Guys, I have an idea.
Don't say guitar.
What if we use guitars?
Oh. Like on Evergreen?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but how about an electric guitar?
Matt, we've been over this.
But guitars are so cool.
We're voices only, okay?
Yeah, Mom, you really should get that checked out. Yeah, that's not a natural color. Okay, I gotta go. I'm working.
I'm sorry, who
are
you?
I think you had the wrong...
Guys, I'm your manager. To the rescue.
She's not a manager.
Yeah, well, manager by default, because Janet's on vacay posting great pics.
Typical Janet.
You guys look... really nervous. Is that what I'm sensing here? But you know what? I don't blame you. Really, I don't blame you. The label is like demanding this global release, so you need to make sure that this music appeals to every single person on the planet. Okay, speaking of which, they're asking where the music is. I'm just gonna text them a real quick update.
Don't tell me.
They have nothing. Literally nothing. Okay, you guys, look sad.
He takes a photo.
Sad. Yay. Oh, wow, that was fast.
He winces at his phone.
They're really freaking out. Oh, my gosh.
Hold on there, Mr. Manager. Hold on.
He squints at Scott.
I think we have this under control. We just need a second to think, okay?
Good idea. Let's take a minute and regroup, because I'm realizing I never booked an engineer.
He holds coffee and glasses.
And these mics aren't really connected to anything, so.
A plug.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Sorry. Okay, you know what? Break room, right. Why don't we all take five, get in the break room.
Yeah. I think I like that.
Yeah. I'm gonna watch this video about recording, mastering, and mixing an album.
Okay? All right.
Thank you. I got this.
He stays behind.
Manager's here.
The door closes and the break room sign falls, revealing a mailroom sign. In a sprawling red and white striped room, mail spills out of bags. Kevin.
What? Are we all seeing this?
This is insane.
What is this place?
Why would a studio have such a huge mailroom? Something about this doesn't feel believable.
You know what's unbelievable? That Mitch matches this room.
Oh, wow, thank you. I call it candy cane chic.
A red and white striped shirt.
Y'all, the door, it's gone.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
The manager jiggles the handle.
Don't worry, I got this. I got it all memorized. I got the code right here. It's the notes to my favorite song. It's gonna remember which favorite.
Matt.
Please tell me we're not stuck in here.
Okay, we're not stuck in here. But we are.
The manager presses buttons on the lock.
No, not that one.
And there's no service. What are we even supposed to do in here?
I guess we could read all these letters.
Scott glares.
That's a federal offense.
Kirsten.
But they're all addressed to us.
Wow.
Kevin holds letters.
These letters are from all over the world. We got...
He sits with a stack.
Australia? We got France?
This one's from Arendelle.
A letter in a block of ice.
How is it not melted yet?
Oh,
Iowa? I've never gotten a letter from Iowa before.
There's a ton of fan mail.
And this one's from Scott's mom. And this one. And this one.
She's a fan. Come on, guys. I don't want to panic, but we still have an album to do, and I'm starting to freak out just a little. Kevin, that's panicking.
The manager. Back inside, letters burst out of a chute.
Honestly, of course the mail in here can fly.
This one's from Japan.
The blonde bearded Scott reads a letter.
Dear Pentatonics, I want to send you a huge Christmas greeting and wish you a happy new year.
Sun streams in as a young Japanese man writes at a desk.
My name is Masahiro, and I am from Tokyo.
In the city, an above-ground train speeds. Pedestrians cross a four-way intersection, and lanterns hang at a temple.
A few years ago, a teacher of mine played your music for me. It inspired me to chase my dream to become a singer.
At a keyboard.
To say. That's why next year I'll be going to music school overseas.
Masahiro rides a train wearing a hoodie. His short black hair swoops to the side.
I have to be honest, I'm nervous to leave Tokyo. But I know that wherever I go, I always take memories of my home with me. And especially the memories at Christmas time. From the Tokyo Skytree to seeing all the decorations around Tokyo Station.
A tower lit in yellow looms.
Of course, some of my favorite memories are of my family.
In a kitchen with an older man and woman. Isn't this great? This is a little bit...
We always make the time for the best Christmas dinner.
Bon appetit.
Here in Japan, we eat lots of different food for Christmas.
Who's having tangerine chicken?
Chicken. Macaroni salad.
What's in these? Avocados, radish sprouts, and cheese.
My mom is always surprising us.
It's wrapped in cheek meat?
I don't know about you, but I think Christmas is the perfect time of year for making memories. I'm going to make sure I enjoy every moment this year.
Daytime, he carries a bag to a house with a sloped roof and pruned trees.
Christmas is also Yuya's birthday. We've been friends since we were born.
Yuya's door. Here's your cake. Wow, thank you.
This year, we are both heading off to chase our dreams. Yuya is starting to become a monk.
You're cutting the plate. Of course not.
They call it going to the mountain.
The friends eat fruit-top dessert and play drums.
So, I won't be seeing him for a few years. I hope he doesn't forget me.
At night, high-rises illuminate Tokyo's coastline.
Thank you, Pentatonics, for inspiring me to chase my dreams. I know that this is the beginning of an adventure, and I'm so glad to know my friends and family will be rooting for me. I take a piece of my home with me wherever I go. I hope you also have beautiful memories that you carry with you. Masahiro.
He sings.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day,
he folds his letter into an origami envelope. Now the mailroom transforms into a winter wonderland filled with a three-dimensional temple, high-rises, and hanging lanterns. Scott wears a pink and red blazer as he sways between mailbags.
With the Lord, say I love you, amen. Yeah, now, Lord.
Scott picks up a letter as the candy cane mailroom restores.
I hope you also have beautiful memories that you carry with you. Masahiro.
Conveyor belts flow with packages.
That really is so beautiful, and he's so right, too. Christmas is all about memories, and so I think that if we enjoy every moment of making this album, then we're gonna make music that brings people joy and lasts forever. It's such a beautiful thing, and I'm so happy for Masahiro that he's chasing his dreams. Maybe we'll tour together one day.
Maybe. Yeah. We have to go back to Japan.
Yes.
Matt.
Oh, this one's from Italy. Let's see what it says. Dear Pentatonix, did you know that in Italy there are bagpipe playing shepherds?
Kevin.
Well, did you know in Ethiopia they actually celebrate Christmas on January 7th?
Scott.
Oh, this one's fun. When Santa gets to Australia, he gives his reindeer a break and uses kangaroos instead.
That's so funny.
Apropos.
I know.
I love that.
Matt.
As much as I love fan mail, I've got to get out of this room.
Matt sticks his head into a red horn.
Can anyone hear me? Anybody?
In the studio.
It's fine, it's fine. I got this. I'm gonna make a few calls. I'm gonna get you guys out in a jiffy. Okay? All right.
Matt.
I just need to calm down.
Yeah. Just sit down. It's okay. I mean, hey, it was worth a shot.
Gold streaks circle the room, whipping up letters.
What? Oh, wait. This one's from Grenada. That's crazy. That's where my mom's from.
Kevin, with a beard and curly top fade, opens the letter.
Happy holidays, Pentatonix. I hope you're enjoying this wonderful time of the year. I'm writing to you from the beautiful island of Grenada.
Grenada is a very small island in the Caribbean, and I love it very, very much.
St. George's.
I know you're working on a new holiday album, and I'm wondering if you plan to dedicate it to anyone special. I am Sabrina. I lost my grandmother a few years ago, and I always miss her during this time of year, because the holidays are the time that connects us to our family and friends.
Hillside homes border crystal blue water. Sabrina, a black woman with long locks, enters a truck filled with fruit.
Morning, Emma.
Good morning.
I want to put on a pot.
Lovely.
I'm doing some oil down. You have coconut?
Absolutely.
Nice.
The woman hands her a bag.
Thanks, Emma.
Walking with two others.
Y'all remember the first cook-up you ever had?
Of course not.
The first one I remember is with my grandmother.
Yeah.
And I want to do this cook-up because it's the holidays, and her spirit is always very present around this time. So, are you coming?
Of course.
She writes a letter.
Many Grenadians live all around the world. Our island is the thing that keeps us connected to each other. The nature, the people, and of course, the food.
Water flows to a river.
Hey, y'all.
Every year at Christmas, my family and I head down to the river. We put a big pot down. We have fun. My grandmother was a great cook. We make oil down from one of her old recipes.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Yeah. I feel like this is the perfect way to celebrate a Grenadian Christmas.
Absolutely.
It's packed with breadfruit, dumplings, callaloo, coconut milk. The colors represent the Grenadian flag.
A fire is built in a forest for the large pot.
No one will ever cook as well as my grandmother did, but it's still delicious.
Sabrina hugs a man who joins their cookout.
I feel so lucky that my grandmother passed on these traditions and her love for Grenada to me.
They eat and drink at a rocky riverside and then travel a wooded path.
There is nothing that brings the community together more than paranging in the streets. It's our version of Christmas caroling. You get on the back of a truck and start making noise. It's a party.
They pile into the bed of a truck adorned with garland. A woman in a Santa hat taps a cowbell while three others play steel drums. In a yellow off-shoulder dress, Sabrina sways to the music as the truck drives past overhanging palm trees.
Merry Christmas from Grenada. Love, Sabrina.
She stamps her letter, special delivery. Sabrina and her family perform under a canopy of trees as waves gently roll into the beach.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive the King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing.
In the mailroom, Pentatonix gathers in front of a tropical backdrop. A shiny black chain glints against Kevin's all-black ensemble. Matt grabs Kevin's hand, hopping to center.
He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nation free.
Matt and Mitch trade places. The mailroom restores, and Kevin picks up the letter.
P.S. Just in case you're looking for someone to dedicate your album to, maybe you should dedicate it to my grandmother. Merry Christmas from Grenada.
Oh, we should.
Maybe we should dedicate it to her grandmother.
Gosh,
that letter brought back so many memories. I mean, you guys remember when you were at my wedding? We had sorrel, we had black cake, but my mom wanted to represent that Grenadian culture. And I remember growing up on Sunday mornings, my mom would make this huge Grenadian breakfast with spiced hot chocolate, with salt fish, with Johnny Bake, because she really wanted her food to bring us all together.
So did you have a bunch of those cookouts like Sabrina did on the island when you were growing up?
No, because you literally need a full week to prepare for those.
Oh, yeah, and it's just mama.
It's just, yeah, exactly. And we didn't have any Caribbean people around us in Kentucky.
Yeah.
But my mom still keeps in touch with a lot of people from Grenada.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
Wow, yeah. Sabrina and her grandparents, you know.
Matt.
Makes me think of my great-grandmother and my grandmother. They would come over on Christmas Eve, and they would cook dinner for us. And so they would make Christmas Day dinner all through the night, and it would literally rock us to sleep. Oh. The smell and the aura of the mac and cheese. Oh, so good.
Gosh, I'm coming over. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. You need to have some, for real. Yeah. But those traditions are so important, and, you know, for Mitch.
Mitch raises his phone.
Mitch, are you good? What's going on?
Oh, I'm just not getting any signal still at all. No bars. The wall's made of lead in here.
White particles burst from a clear chute.
Whoa. Is that snow?
There's something in there.
A mustachioed Mitch with a short mullet reaches inside.
Guys, this letter is from Iceland. Oh, I love Iceland. It's the most beautiful place I've ever been.
The mailroom's walls drop. Animated green northern lights flow over a darkened blue and purple sky.
Dear Pentatonix, my name is Eva. I live in Iceland.
Reykjavik, Iceland.
I'm sure it's the same where you are, but here, Christmas is a very magical time of year. It's the time of year when anything is possible.
Lit up buildings illuminate the darkened city.
It's only light for a few hours a day here. Maybe that's why we have so many stories about the magical creatures that sneak about in the dark.
Eva, a young white girl with long brown hair, looks out her window.
On the nights leading up to Christmas, the Yule lads come down from the mountains.
She stands with a red slipper.
If we put a shoe by the window, they will secretly appear and leave a gift if we've been good. But if we have been bad, they'll leave rotten potatoes.
Gnome-like figures.
The Yule lads are often troublemakers. They lick pots, steal sausages, slam doors, sniff around for food. Strange things happen all over your house because of the magic of the Yule lads. Our parents tell us that if we don't behave, we could get eaten by the Yule lad's mother, Grilla. She's a magical troll who lives in a mountain.
Pointy chin and horns.
And if you think that's bad, Grilla's cat is even scarier.
Spiky fur.
He'll eat kids who don't get any new clothes for Christmas.
Her family surrounds her at the kitchen table.
Mm. My parents, they're musicians and music teachers. I play the violin, the piano. I sing in a choir. My brother, he's 9 years old. His name is Leo, and he sings really well. He wants to be a rapper. It's really fun having such a musical family.
They decorate cookies.
All the stories about magical creatures are fun. But what I love at Christmas time is the magic that brings light and joy. It's always practically dark at winter. Almost everybody puts up Christmas lights and the whole town is so beautiful.
Remember?
Ava's mother.
Follow the lights.
She kisses Ava's cheek. Bye, love you. Love you, bye.
Everyone is laughing and smiling and the world feels like such a happy place.
In a white hat and black coat, Ava strolls through the darkened town. She passes illuminated Christmas trees and sits in the middle of a heart aglow in red.
Singing, it's a really big part of my life. When I go to the forest to sing with my friends, it really makes me feel really happy.
She travels a path illuminated by trees and animal sculptures.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Girls in white coats hold glowing candles.
I really hope it snows for Christmas.
Yeah.
If I had to choose what I love most about the magic of Christmas, there's nothing more magical than what happens when people sing, especially when they sing together, just like you do. Thank you for sharing your music and your magic with the world. It might be dark in Iceland, but the light comes from all of us being together and singing.
Snow falls as they sing in the woods. Merry Christmas.
Eva.
The northern lights streak past Ava's letter to Pentatonix, whose mailroom is now a darkened wintry forest. Northern lights sprawl across the dark, twinkly sky as snow falls. Matt, with a high, short fade, steps forward. The mailroom restores, and the quintet sits in a semicircle on bags. Kevin.
I love when Eva was talking about the power of singing together. I mean, do you guys remember the first time we actually sang together?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Wow.
Scott.
That was the craziest feeling in the world. I remember it like it was yesterday. We were at my old a cappella group's house.
Right.
You were staying with us, and we all had just met. and we sang for the first time.
Yeah, and I think like the magic of that instant connection was so beautiful, but it's gotten even more magical over the years as we've all gotten to know each other, watch each other grow up for the last 10 years so much. It just feels so much more meaningful and special.
I agree with you. I think Eva's right.
Mitch.
It is magical when we get to sing together, and we get to do it all the time.
Did you hear what you just said? It's magical when we sing together. That's how we get out.
They stand in motion to where the door was. Nothing happens. Meanwhile, in the studio.
Mary had a little doubt. No. Mary had a little.
Matt.
Oh, I thought that would work.
That's sad.
And we sounded so good, too.
We did.
As they sit around, Kirsten builds a house with letters, and Scott cuddles up on mailbags. Kevin knocks on the ice block from Arendelle and then licks it. His tongue gets stuck. As Mitch takes selfies, Matt flips a package in his hands and then tosses it to Kirsten.
Hey, look, airmail.
A paper airplane.
Is it another letter from Scott's mom?
My mom loves PTX, okay?
All right.
Matt reads it.
Dear Pentatonix, happy holidays to all of you. I am writing to you from Ghana in Western Africa.
An animated plane flies over a black boy lying in a backyard writing a letter.
My name is Kwame, and I'm 13 years old. And like you, I love music.
Accra, Ghana.
It's a way for me to connect with the traditions and culture that make me who I am. And I love the holiday season, because where I live, music is everywhere this time of year. Everything is just really festive around this time.
He joins his family in a bright kitchen.
Oh, hello. What are you guys making?
Hey.
Salad.
Help your daddy.
Plantains and a salad are prepared.
Food is also one of the most important things about holidays in our country.
Mikelewele, this is very, very Ghanaian. Hey, not yet.
They sit at the table.
Thank you for this food. Those who don't have food, let them get food and be nourished.
Rice is topped with green peppers.
Ghana jollof, cheers.
Cheers. Except the fact that I don't have jollof.
Rice is scooped onto his plate. His mom and sister clink glasses across the table.
I think I want to go to the market today, like walk through, and then eventually get to the beach.
You are going to wear the ahenema with the kente?
What?
Are you sure you have the arms for it?
I probably don't, but it'll be a fun experience.
We will see.
Okay, you guys go get dressed.
Okay, let's go.
Kwame and his father stroll out of the house in patterned robes draped over their left shoulders. They add beaded necklaces and bracelets.
The kente, it's really colorful cloth. It's from our home region. It's called Ashanti region. When you wear it, you feel really regal. It's the dress of kings and queens.
They stride past murals on an underpass. Buses and cars maneuver narrow streets filled with fruit and clothing stalls. Pedestrians carry bowls on their heads, and Kwame's dad greets people as they pass through.
Hello, hello, hello.
He poses for photos.
My father is a rapper, and he's my inspiration.
You're welcome. Yeah, that's it.
He's taught me the beauty of making modern music that reflects our history and our modern culture.
Yeah,
beads, scarves, and fruit fill the market.
And he's taught me in Ghana, festivals are a way for people to express themselves.
At a stall, he admires bracelets on his wrist.
This is the time of year that I love the most. It's when I feel everything that's important coming together. Where I come from, but also who I am now.
Kwame and his dad view an arch with the etched words, freedom and justice.
I love how music changes over time, but I love how our music here in Ghana draws from our traditions.
Ghanaians dance on a terrace near a beach.
This is the festive season, and let me show you our heritage.
They pass through a corridor.
Now let's go.
They stride toward the dancers, who wave white handkerchiefs and bounce in unison.
Wherever you go, people from many generations come together to celebrate, and they all love music. My dad says it was the same when he was young. It's something he passed down to me, and I will carry this on in my life. This is the time of who I am. I hope one day I can share all of this with the next generation.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
They sing, surrounded by dancers.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful.
Kwame throws a paper airplane. Now the mailroom is transformed into a fishing village.
It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to go. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting marshmallows, for toasting and caroling. This is long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time.
They sway in front of a lighthouse, palm trees, and huts with Christmas lights. Matt's white sneakered feet shuffle across a wooden plank.
Kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time. Wonderful time, oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
He raises his arms in a black jacket with white accents as the mailroom restores.
You know, he's right. That's exactly what I love about Christmas songs. You know, you can pass them down from generation to generation, but you can, like, update them and make them your own.
I know we all grew up with music, but where did you all first fall in love with it?
I was always watching TV and listening to songs of my mom and being like, I want to do that, I want to do that. And so finally, when I was 8 years old, she signed me up for voice lessons. And that was also when I was in my first musical theater production. And that's where I feel like I really, really fell in love with music. And I feel like that's something that I'm able to then now pass down as well.
I love that so much.
Scott.
I remember I was about 8 years old, too, and I really wanted to sing. And I was singing all the time, so my mom signed me up for a country music review.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And so I dressed the part. I put on a big belt buckle, oh, a wow. cowboy hat, wow. and I sang a George yeah. Strait classic called Ace in the Hole. Okay. It was so cool to sing and put smiles on people's faces. And so I just fell in love with it and wanted to do it my whole life.
Yeah, same. I think I was like 4 or 5. And you guys know, but my dad's a music pastor and he plays piano and sings. So I remember one day we were at church and he was like, let's sing like we do at home. And then I got a microphone and I started singing and everybody just started going crazy.
I'm picturing 4-year-old Matt being like, oh, no.
Kevin.
It's so cool to hear those stories too. What it makes me realize is that we're not just making an album, we're passing on our stories and our traditions yes. through music. It's yeah. so beautiful.
It's really, really cool knowing how our music has touched so many different people around the world.
Yeah. Scott.
It is really, really cool. I'm almost happy we got locked in here.
In the studio.
Hey, girl, what's up? Yeah, I totally got time. It's just a work thing.
On his phone.
We should start planning our next holiday party. Yeah, I'm thinking of going as, like, flirty reindeer.
He holds a piece mm-hmm. of pizza.
Okay. What about flirty ornaments?
Kevin drops letters.
Whoa.
He finds a gift-wrapped box.
Kirsten, this one's addressed to you.
What? Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Check this out.
Thank you.
She lifts the lid.
It's a piñata. These are really, really special during Christmas time in Mexico. I wonder what's in here.
She shakes it, and confetti falls over a gold-winged statue in Mexico City.
Dear Kirsten, my name is Natalia, and I live in Mexico. If you're wondering why I sent you a piñata, it's because I heard that you also have family from Mexico, and I was wondering whether you share my love for our Mexican heritage and traditions.
In a kitchen, a woman spreads corn husk filling.
Natalia, puedes venir a ayudar.
Can you come and help me in the kitchen, please? Natalia joins her.
What are we doing?
Some tamales. Mm. You like it?
Yeah. A little bit of salsa. Always good. Here in Mexico, the holidays are a special time. Not just because they are so colorful and vibrant, but because they're the time of the year that reminds me of what a wonderful family I have.
Cole's is coming.
My brother.
All right, Eugenia.
And your grandpa, too.
Oh, Tito.
Yes, just Juan Carlos is not coming.
I miss him so much. Although our whole family gathers on Christmas. For 2 years now, my brother has missed our celebration because he's studying abroad. Christmas is the time I miss him the most.
This present needs to be perfect because this one's for my brother.
I wish I could see his face when he opens.
Downtown, people mill around store-lined streets, fountains, and the Gold Angel of Independence statue. In a market, a brown-haired Natalia looks up at hanging piñatas and points. That one? You like the orange? Yes, a piñata is lowered. It was done well. This and that, please. Sure.
Every year, during the holidays, we take part in posadas.
At home, they welcome family.
Which we celebrate leading up to Christmas Eve.
Welcome. We brought you a gift. Whoa. Natalia serves pastries on the patio.
I have some buñuelos.
We sing our favorite song, Las Posadas,
to a little girl.
Do you know what posadas is?
No.
Well, posadas is the representation of Maria and Jose when they came to Nazareth to give birth to baby Jesus.
Entre santos peregrinos, peregrinos.
It's a celebration of love, shelter, and family.
The family gathers in the home's courtyard.
Juan Carlos and I love piñatas.
The piñata hangs.
We laugh so much when they blindfolded me and spun me around.
A young man rides in a car.
He always let me go first, which meant he usually didn't even get a chance to try it himself. Piñatas represent the Star of Belén, the guiding light that brings us all home.
The young man enters the courtyard under banners of papel picado, colorful decorative tissue paper. Natalia swings at the pointy piñata and raises her blindfold.
Natalia, Feliz Navidad.
She throws her arms around his neck.
The piñata guiding my brother home is the best Christmas gift I could ever hope for. If your family comes from Mexico, then I hope the piñata I have sent to you guides you home to celebrate the holiday with us. And if you can't get to Mexico, I hope you'll get to spend the holidays with your family and loved ones. Because being together with family is a true gift of Christmas for me. Feliz Navidad, Natalia.
Prospero año y felicidad.
Natalia sings.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
In the mailroom, glowing piñatas hang over pentatonics.
Feliz Navidad.
Papel picado drapes overhead.
Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, oh, Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
Matt spins Kirsten. Kirsten's long brown hair and black dress flow as she twirls in stiletto boots. Kevin mimes playing a trumpet, and the group sways in front of cacti and the Angel of Independence. The words Feliz Navidad light up.
Feliz Navidad.
They rock their hips and shoulders. She shimmies her shoulders.
Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad. Oh, Feliz Navidad.
beautiful.
She holds the piñata.
I'm going to keep this. I think sometimes we need a little help finding our way home.
The mailroom restores.
You know, spending time with family and traditions are so important during Christmas time. And I feel like a huge way that my family does that is cooking and baking together. Mm. We unfortunately lost my pa, who was a really crucial member to our family. We were just talking about how we could keep his spirit alive. And I think a lot of that is through the stories that we tell and the traditions that we continue. Yeah. And so whether that's now making tamales in the kitchen with Buñuelos and having that true family time. And so I think it's really special on Christmas to stick with family.
Matt.
Especially now that our families are evolving, right? So as you guys know, I got married. And so spending Christmas with Sarah, my wife's family, was just so special because I got to see how she grew up and how she celebrated Christmas.
Kevin.
It's so beautiful, Harry, that I have a daughter, Kaya, and I'm excited to do the same thing with her, where she now gets to have her own memories about Christmas. And my wife, Lee, and I, we get to usher her into what's going to be new family traditions.
We may not be with our actual families right now, but you are all family to me. My chosen family.
Aww. Scott.
I feel the same way. I love you guys so much.
Kevin.
I mean, I'm obsessed with reading every single letter, and I'm realizing all of them have been gifts to us.
Mitch holds a letter.
They show us what the holidays are actually about.
Oh, yeah. And I like that this one is sparkly.
Oh, Mitch, you should read it.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
His oversized jacket covers his hands.
Oh, it's from DiCapella, an a cappella group that loves the holidays as much as we do. Happy Holidays, Pentatonics. We've always felt like music has the power to bring people together, especially during the holidays. And that's why we love your holiday albums. Can't wait to hear more. Love, DiCapella.
Aww. Kevin.
They're right. I mean, look at all these letters from all over the world.
Matt.
You know, we really get the chance to bring people together.
Yeah, it just shows that we all have so much in common, no matter where we are in the world. I mean, look at us. We all come from different backgrounds and different holiday traditions, but we can come together and make perfect harmony. And that's the real magic.
Scott.
I have a feeling we're all thinking the same thing.
It's
got to get
world.
Out of this room.
They squint at Matt.
I mean, it's a small world.
Silly.
It's a world of laughter, world of tears. It's a world of hope and a world of fears. There's so much that we share that it's time we're away. It's a small world after all.
Decorated Christmas trees and life-size snow globes tower over Pentatonics. DiCapella appears, singing in one of the globes.
To everyone, though the mountains divide and the oceans are wide, it's a small world after all.
In the globes, the singers from around the world sing along. Colored continents sparkle against a night sky. Animated fireworks explode.
That it's time we're aware.
In the studio, the manager puts his ear to the door.
It's a small world, doy. I can't believe I missed that. I've ridden that ride like a million times.
He presses the lock.
It's a small world.
In the mailroom, a white door rises.
Oh my gosh, yay!
No way!
We are free!
Let's go!
The manager pulls open the door and Pentatonix stumbles out.
Oh my god, we're free.
Scott drops to his knees.
Wow. Yes. You're welcome.
Oh, I never thought I'd be so happy to see you again.
I get that a lot. Yay, guys, we did it. I'm going to need you to sign a waiver saying I didn't endanger you. Cool? Okay.
Sure. I don't care at this point.
No, it's cool.
They leave.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to close up shop here. Close it up. And, yeah, I'll be there in 2 seconds.
To a camera.
Sure. Maybe I locked them in. But I also created the perfect scenario for one of the best bands in the world to find their holiday magic. All it took was locking them in a room with millions of fan letters and minimal oxygen.
Santa's hand on a mixing board.
And having a great engineer helps too.
Santa kicks up his feet.
And that is how you make the greatest holiday album of all time.
The group enters. Scott.
Excuse me? Oh. What are you still doing here? And are you doing an interview with yourself?
No, I'm not.
You're trying to take credit for all of this, aren't you? Unbelievable.
You know what? Let's just give him this. If we didn't get locked in that room, we wouldn't have been able to make the album. So, thanks, and...
Happy holidays!
It's a little pitchy, but it's good.
Kevin sits with Mitch.
Is it bad to say I've been eating oil down this whole time?
I want to try some.
He reaches for the food. Kevin pulls it away. Scott.
Ooh, do you think Olivia Rodrigo has a magic mailroom?
Kirsten shrugs.
Because I've written her a lot of letters.
Did anyone get, like, a bunch of paper cuts?
Kirsten looks at her fingers.
Matt said he wanted a guitar, but, I got a cello.
Matt.
Do those chips count for my frequent flyer miles?
Mitch.
Okay, does no one understand the meaning of the word acapella?
Kirsten.
This outfit was totally wasted in that mailroom.
Mitch checks his phone.
Hashtag candy cane chic. It's already trending.
Scott.
My mom texted, did you get all my letters? Yeah, 42 of them.
Matt.
The letters were cool, but next time, just email us.
At the mailroom door.
I'll be right there. I just gotta get something on the thing.
The manager enters and the door closes behind him.
No. Hello? Is anyone out there?
Audio description by Descriptive Video Works.